Later this month, scientists are gathering in Stockholm for World Water Week. That doesn't mean belly flop contests or water slides. Instead, scientists will examine key issues facing the world's water supply. Earlier this summer, marine scientists across the globe took part in a first-of-its-kind synchronized research project called Ocean Sampling Day. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Sarah McCammon reports.
On a muggy summer afternoon along the Georgia coast, Kevin McKenzie squats on a wooden dock, lowering a collection bottle exactly 1 meter into the water.
Try not to splash it too much.
He hoists it back up and pours the water into a large container.
Today we are collecting 60 liters.
McKenzie is with the University of Georgia's Skidaway Institute of Oceanography here in Savannah. He's among the marine scientists from Iceland to Indonesia who collected ocean microbes on one particular day, June 21st, the summer solstice.
You have to study microbes. They have to be studied.
At the Skidaway lab, research technician Tina Walters explains the importance of microbes, like bacteria, viruses, and fungi. Some microbes form the basis of the food chain. Others help purify the ocean by breaking down pollutants like oil spills.
We're just running the water through the filter, and whatever's collecting on the filter will be sent off for sequencing.
DNA sequencing. Researchers can do it faster and more cheaply than ever before. And that's making large-scale projects like Ocean Sampling Day possible. Frank Gleckner is leading the project, which is funded by the European Union. He's a marine researcher at Jacobs University in Bremen, Germany. Speaking via Skype, he says he hoped that 20 or 30 research stations might participate.
More and more stations came in, and we ended up with 185. So this was totally unexpected, to be honest.
Gleckner says the point of bringing together researchers from around the world on a single day is to eliminate one big variable in ocean research, time.
It is now time that we have a snapshot on a single day. Going out on the same day, taking samples under standardized protocols.
That's a tremendous advantage because the variation in individual labs doing this by themselves sometimes make comparisons more difficult.
That's Eileen Bresnan with Marine Scotland Science, a government research institute on Scotland's northeast coast. She says she's not aware of another synchronized effort like this. Bresnan says samples taken on a single day are valuable because marine microbes have short life cycles. You might find lots of one particular kind of microbe on a given day, but
it might not be there when you come back a week later, or a different species could be dominating.
Some scientists caution there are limits to this worldwide sampling. John Paul is a marine scientist at the University of South Florida, and he's not part of the project. Paul says one day of sampling is a tiny drop in a very large bucket, but he acknowledges the benefits of casting such a wide net.
Well, I'm sure something unusual is going to be found. There may be a discovery that clearly was not intended or fortuitous.
And to increase the chance of finding something fortuitous, organizers say they hope to plan more ocean sampling days. They'll make the initial results public early next year. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Savannah, Georgia.